Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The totality of it is 9 years, $324 million. Jerry Recco is here. Good morning, Jerry. What's happening,
morning,
man?
Morning. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. The only thing to add to that, a new full no-trade clause from one story I saw, too. But, yeah, Garrett called the Yankees for the next decade, man. Essentially. And the opt-out, I believe, is after 5 years.
Yep, 5 years.
So he is here through the next five for sure. Also, Didi, yes, goes to the Phillies on a one-year contract. And Adam Jones going to
Didi Gregeous.
How about that?
Japan.
Yeah. He's going to pick up his family and go to Japan. So it's time to make a big family decision.
What team is he playing for out there? The Chiba Latte Marine?
No. Uh-uh.
That was Bobby Valentine's team.
Oxis.
Okay.
I forget. Oris, maybe.
Oris.
O-R-I-S.
I just Google it.
Oxis, Oris, anything else?
I'm a big Chiba Latte Marine fan.
Omnis.
I believe it's Oris. Okay. I believe it's the team. If you can find it real quick by just Googling it,
yeah,
that would be a big help. Maybe the Oris Dragons.
Oris.
It's the Oryx Buffaloes.
It's Oryx.
Okay. That was close. Oris.
Oryx Buffaloes.
Yeah. So there you go. So Adam Jones heading to Japan. That's pretty much it. Knicks did lose to the Blazers. Shocker. 115-87. They are 4-20. They've
lost your
10 straight. Yeah, I know.
You lost your prop bet.
I thought 20 was, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I blame the Knicks. They didn't hang in the game long enough.
You're right
about
that.
He only played 24 minutes.
No, I know. If it was a closer game, would have gotten more minutes. You're right. I mean, we set it at, what, like 26 or something?
26 and a half,
Yeah, said, yes. and then when you saw 20, you were like, oh, I'm all over 20. You
now, Damian Lillard only played 25 minutes. He had 31 points because he was red hot. How about this stat? The Knicks were 7 of 37 from three-point range.
They should stop shooting three-pointers. They can't
7 for 37? That's embarrassing. And that's being able to shoot. RJ Barrett.
What they should be doing right now, whoever the scouts are for the Knicks, should be scouring the globe for three-point shooters. Right?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Or just players, period. How about that? Just competent basketball players.
Remember back
players.
In the day when you thought this was going to be a good team?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say good team.
You he thought 30, guys like Marcus Morris was going to be like...
Oh, man, 30 wins.
Sure.
We got this one.
I said 30 wins. That's all I said. Is that a good team? I thought they... And I still listen. The logic there remains. They should not be this bad.
They're on pace for 13.
I mean, they should not be this bad. Julius Randle and Marcus Morris should not be this bad.
When you play the Knicks, the opposing teams look at it as a scrimmage.
Yeah, basically.
It's
why
like a
wouldn't you?
Practice scrimmage.
It's terrible.
Why wouldn't
you? Lillard had 31. He can shoot. He was 8 of 12 from 3. Carmelo did have 16. And RJ Barrett and Kevin Knox combined 2 for 16 shooting for a total of 7 points. They've lost 10 straight.
RJ Barrett's hit the rookie wall.
Here's the interim head coach Mike Miller, who says Lillard made it impossible for us.
The fact that we were not making shots and he was, it kind of spiraled us a little bit in a direction we really didn't want to go in.
He says that
we just don't have a point guard. Any team that has a ball handling shooting point guard is going to murder the Knicks.
He said at the end of the day, games like this happen.
In an 82 game schedule, you're going to have some nights where the ball just won't go in.
Well, it didn't go in last night for them, that's for sure.
That's just what David Fizdale said, by the way. He was like, some nights you're just going to get killed. And then they fire him, and then the new guy comes in and goes, yeah, some nights you're just going to get killed.
With this group.
I mean, my goodness.
Here was Carmelo. So I guess there's an article that Damian Lillard wrote for The Athletic, I think just how it sounded. He was asked if he has read it yet, because it's about loyalty to your team, stuff like that.
Not yet, no. I don't read articles, but I'm honest, I don't read articles.
And so the follow-up.
When did you stop reading articles?
Huh?
When did you stop reading articles? Or have you never?
When I got to New York.
Yeah, he's smart.
That's true. It's true. It's very true.
He then referenced how he tried to be loyal once or wanted to be loyal once. I imagine he was talking about
just
the Knicks.
Once?
Well, maybe he didn't say once, but he was talking about how he tried being loyal, and he didn't say the Knicks, but
who
I assume
loyal?
That's who he's talking
Lin?
About. I would love to know what he just said. No, it was not Jeremy Lin. That's okay. For sure. No. You want to repeat that or no?
No, I can't.
It's not for
me. I don't read articles. Nothing. Even if it's really
I think that's probably the smart thing to do.
But even if it's written by his teammate?
Well, he said he will check that one out because it is his teammate.
Okay.
But I think he's probably got the right frame of mind not to read what the writers are writing about him.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
There's been a lot of positivity with this guy over the last couple of years.
That's true. Hornets beat the Wizards 114-107. The Heat outscored the Hawks 22-0. It was a 22-0 run from down 6 with a minute to go and then into overtime. They wound up beating the Hawks 135-121. Duncan Robinson had 34 points. He had 10 threes. Maybe the Knicks can get him. And the Sixers beat the Nuggets 97-92. Number one, Louisville falls at the Garden to Texas Tech 70-57. And your Maryland team, UC Cowens over the weekend, Boomer, I'm sure
yes,
you did.
Yeah,
that unbelievable finish. He really struggled last night. They lost at Penn State 76-69. And a loss for your St. John's. They won. They beat Brown, but Mustafa Heron suffered an ankle injury. I guess he had to be carried off the court. Oh, Do not know the severity of it. But that certainly is not good news for them. And Monmouth beat Princeton by one on a buzzer beater, 67-66. Rutgers, Wisconsin tonight. All right, to the NFL, Jets head coach Adam Gase. He was asked about Le'Veon Bell going bowling Saturday night and how that looks.
You would agree it's kind of a bad optic.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. He was then asked if there will be discipline for this.
What am I going to discipline him for? I can't tell him this. You have to stay in your house.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Kind of funny. So here was Bell. Are you surprised about the backlash for all this?
I am, for real. The bigger surprise, I rolled a 251 off the flu. That's the bigger surprise.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. Like, he doesn't realize, like, how everybody else looks at it. That's the amazing thing, right?
Doesn't sound like it. And then also, like, you know, half the media that's sitting there laughing is ripping him in every article. But then when he makes the joke, they're like, ha, 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 like, into his face.
That's why you don't read the articles.
And they turn around and then rip the hell out of him.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Give me a break. I mean,
but that's the mindset that you're dealing with.
Yes.
Like, oh, I went bowling. So what?
Yeah.
Wait, you're getting paid $15 million, essentially $1 million a game to go play football, and you're not playing football, but you're bowling a 251 the night before.
He said career high.
Yeah.
I told you. Tight leather pants.
Yes.
And then some guy actually had a follow-up and goes, what was your previous high? And he's like, oh, 238. It was a 238, and this was 251. Mm-hmm. What the hell? I mean, did anybody go, you're making $15 million?
I don't know.
You didn't play in a game, and you're out till 1 a.m.? Like I would have been like, hey, last time I had the flu, I was in bed for
you almost
three
died.
Straight days.
Well, the problem here is that, you know, he is in a sport where people buy tickets, buy jerseys, support him so he can make his $15 million. And people are irked that he is bowling the night before a game when he should be playing in the game.
Right. Yeah.
That's and he doesn't get that. And everywhere I looked yesterday, every ex-player, ex-coach, anybody that I had seen on TV talking about this are saying all the same things we're saying. That this just is not the right thing to be doing.
Right.
But he doesn't see it that way. And that's where, like, you know, we could sit here and scream and yell at Adam Gase and a coach. He's got doesn't have control of his players. Adam Gase is right. I can't tell him to stay in his house.
Yeah. If there is any way that they can trade him and find a team that will accept that contract, he is gone immediately. I mean, they might trade him for a 7th-round pick just to get him out of here and get the money off the books. Now, I don't know. I have to still look into the trade dead cap money stuff because it's not that easy all the time, but they probably want him off this team so bad.
Well, he's also infected Bilal Powell because he has the flu now.
Great.
And so I don't know if he's going to play Thursday in Baltimore.
Well, maybe he'll be bowling tonight.
I mean, maybe he could be. They do expect Bell to
play. Let me ask you, how long did it take Le'Veon Bell to gain 251 yards? How many games?
I don't know the answer to that. I would say a good handful, though, probably. Probably 3 would be my guess.
He had a career high in bowling, but hasn't had that on the football field.
No. Giants head coach Pat Shurmur. Not doing himself any favors, I would say. Or I should say his players not doing him any favors. First, Shurmur, in a conference call yesterday, was asked after reviewing the tape, because there was really no answer for it, not a good answer, how Zach Ertz got so open in that game winner. He was asked after seeing the tape, how do you explain this now? And the answer is, well...
Well, we just dropped coverage on Ertz. That's what happened. That's how I explain it. There's no other explanation than that. And
well, there is actually, and it's not good. This is Alec Ogletree, who was on with Joe and Evan. It's 14 seconds. The end of this is obviously the worst part.
We had guys doing stuff that we haven't practiced on or really been in that situation, and a little bit of the communication got lost on who was supposed to do what, and you know they were able to execute on it. We weren't really prepared for that play.
Oh
yeah.
Ah, there it is. Oh. Yeah, that's the old knife in the back.
That's also going to be like, well, you know, it could be, is it Ogletree's fault? Is it Smith's fault?
Right? It looked like it was Michael Thomas's fault.
I mean, Thomas's fault.
That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like to me by looking at the tape. But it's hard to say if they were communicating, you got him, I got him. You know, I don't know what they said to each other on the field.
Alec Ogletree just said two things that make the coach look terrible. One is, we were doing stuff out there that we don't practice. And then the other thing was, we weren't prepared. And if you've got the captain of your defense saying that after that loss publicly the next day,
not doing him any favors.
Hey, no. Al, how long did it take Le'Veon to get 251 yards?
Five games.
I said three.
Yeah.
You have the answer?
He just said five games.
I thought you were asking him, but that was a guess. Five games?
I Googled.
251 yards?
Yeah.
He's had a terrible season.
He had 60 yards.
I know that.
60 yards.
He just had his best bowling.
Yeah. Wow. It's good. At least he's come here and set some sort of record. Yeah.
He averaged 50 yards a carry a game?
Well, it was 60 yards, then 60 yards, then 35 yards, then 40-something yards.
That was with Luke Falk, though, right?
Yeah, some of those, yeah.
That's a good point.
They had 8 men in the box.
They had 11, actually.
So when right. Speaking of him, so when you see the dead cap number on the spot track and it's $17 million next year, that means that if they trade him, that they would still
eat that. I believe they eat that. That doesn't go with him.
It's not just him getting cut. That's the thing I'd love to know, because if that's the, I mean, that's prohibitive right there if that's the case. Now, the year after that, it's $4 million, and that's something that's easy to deal with in the NFL.
19 more games at Le'Veon Bell.
Ugh.
Probably. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on the Fan in Dallas. He did not curse. He was not cut off. None of that. It was a normal conversation with Sean and RJ. He was asked if he or his son Steven have spoken to Urban Meyer, like the reports have been out there.
We have not met with any coach, not met with any specifically. Why in answering that question?
That's enough. He kind of goes on and on and on. But yeah, he said, no, I don't know if that's true or not, but he says that was not the case. A couple of other things before we get out of here. You had the Rangers last night in Los Angeles. Did not go well for them.
Take away by Michael Amadio. Here's Roy with a drive off the glove of Lundqvist, and it's put in! Lundqvist thought he had it!
Yeah, it was Tyler Toffoli with the goal there. Made it 2-0 at the time. Rangers get a late goal. I think it was Panarin, right? Panarin?
Yep.
But it was really late. The final minute of regulation, and then LA scores again to make it 3-1.
They stink.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, the Devils stink, but the Rangers don't stink. But they didn't play well last night. That was Sam Rosen on MSG. Jonathan Quick made 29 saves. And the Devils lose their sixth straight 2-0 to a Stars team that fired their coach, I guess, for conduct rules or whatever the case may be.
Well, this all is coming out of the whole thing with Bill Peters in Calgary and all that other stuff, where some of these coaches have either said things or done things towards the players that the NHL and Gary Bettman has put out that are not going to be
tolerated,
right.
I heard this Daniel Carcillo has been doing a lot of media talking about how coach abuse. He was a former NHL player, Carcillo, of course, but he's been doing
Wasn't he an agitator himself?
Sean Avery, who said, you know, that coach kicked him.
Right, so he was been talking.
I think a lot of guys would like to kick Sean Avery.
Yeah, that's true. But Carcillo said that like this is like rampant, like coach abuse in youth hockey. Abuse from coaches in hockey. Is like rampant all over the place. So I don't know. It's not something that sounds very good.
Well, Joe Pavelski scored his seventh goal last night. Stars wound up winning 2-0.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.